Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Dalet. The Gemara in the end of Amud Aleph tells us that one of the differences between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim is that Shinui Kodesh is even in a korban which is korban tzibur, it belongs to the public. If a person has the wrong thought, he makes a chatas into oila, it ruins the korban. But Shinui Bailim, you don't have by a tzibur. Rashi explains as the last Rashi in the Amud. Everybody is the owner, so there's no way to do Shinui Bailim. And here we find two points which are more in the lumdus of understanding the Gemara and Zvachim, but they're very closely related to Oimek HaMachshava. So first of all, the Kiveiger in Tshuvas Chelek Aleph Siman Tes quotes the Sefer Psomim Rosh. Now this is just as a side point, the Sefer Psomim Rosh was a controversial sefer, because the one who printed it said that the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, wrote it. And many had problems with it to say it's not the Rosh. But Rav Kiveiger is quoting it. So the question, does Rav Kiveiger think the Rosh wrote it or somebody else? We don't know. But he did rely on the sefer. So Rav Kiveiger says, the Psalm of Rosh brings, that it seems like the woman or potter from Tfilas Musaf. Why? Because Musaf, we daven, Keneged Korban Musaf. Different than Shachis Mincha Ma'ariv that we do also for Korbanas, but also Keneged Avos Tikrum. Now, where do we bring Korbanas Tzibur? Machtzis HaShekel. Anybody who's learning Yerushalmi sees it now that everybody gave a donation of Machtzis HaShekel, and with that they brought the Korbanas Tzibur. Women are not obligated in Machtzis HaShekel, so they were not part of Korbanas Tzibur. If they're not part of Korbanas Tzibur, so the Musaf wasn't theirs. So they can't daven Musaf. That's what Kiveiger brings the name of the Sefer Psalmim Rosh. So Yitzchak Yochanan Inspector and his Ber Yitzchak or Chaim Sof Siman Chof asks, then the Yerushalmi have an opinion of Ben Bukhri that holds that a Kohen cannot give Machzeh Shekel either. And children below the age of 20 also don't give Machzeh Shekel. You want to tell me that a Kohen cannot daven Musaf? You want to tell me that a child under the age of 20 can't daven Musaf? So says the Ber Yitzchak, what do you see from here? That the Korbanot Tzibur applied to the entire Tzibur. Even those that are not giving the Machzeh HaShekel, the ones that do not give the donation, but the Korban Tzibur applies to everyone. Even to the woman and to the Koyanim and to everybody. It's a Korban Tzibur, belongs to the entire Tzibur. Says the Sefer Amud De'ori Siman Zayin, I bring you a raya from the Gemara Zvachim Dav Dalet. Because the Gemara Zvachim Dav Dalet tells us the Korban Tzibur, there's no Shinui Bailim. Why not? Why can't I take a Korban Tzibur and say I'm doing it for a woman? So you see from here, the Korban Tzibur goes for women as well. Why? They don't give Machzeh HaShekel. You see from here, Korban Tzibur applies to everyone in Klal Yisrael. And the oimek of this thing is that the Korban Tzibur brings kapara over the entire Tzibur. It rectifies all the Tzibur. And everybody in Am Yisrael belongs there. The Tzibur is the new entity which includes every single individual Klal Yisrael. So you mean a woman could daven Musaf, that's the maskana that Achron come to. The second point in this inyan is what Toises asks. Toises, the last Toises in the Amud says, why can't I do Shinui Bailim by thinking about a non-Jew, about a guy? If someone will shechter for a guy, l'chor, it's going to ruin the korban. Says the Toises, no, because a guy does not have kapara. And we learned in the Gemara that the only Shinui Bailim you can have is only one who is mechuyev kapara kemoisoi, someone who has also needs their kapara. So if Reuven does it for Shimon, and they both have the requirement for a kapara, so then you have a problem of Shinui Bailim. But a goy doesn't have a kapara, so therefore you don't have Shinui Bailim. So ask the Achronim, but a goy also can bring korbanos. Noidrim nedarim nedavos ki Yisrael. They can donate to Beis HaMikdash. And nedarim nedavos bring kapara. So why do you say that a goy doesn't have kapara? So the Achronim answer in different ways, and one mahalach is what the stipler, the Kilis Yanker, brings over here in Siman Zayin Ois Beis. And he says, yes, a goy can bring a carbon, but there's no kapara that comes from the carbon. They bring it, but they don't rectify anything, they don't have kapara. And this connects with what is Mivur B'Divri Ariseinu, that we have different steeris, is there such a thing as tshuva by a goy or not? So as Reb Tzadik HaKohen tells us, there is a tshuva by a goy only mikamra la'abo, meaning a goy could say, I'm going to be good going forward. But he doesn't have tshuva backwards, retroactively, to fix the past. He cannot uproot what he did. He cannot go and take away what he did. A carbon is a kaparo, meaning it takes away the past. That a goy is not shaykh to. He can bring a donation, he can bring a dorwin, as we'll see. He can bring a gift to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. But to go and rectify the past, he's not shaykh to that. That's what Tosfos says by us, that the kaparo of Yisrael doesn't belong to a goy. And therefore, there's no shinu bailim ba korban tzibur. So two yonim ba halacha that we learn from our sugya, they are very closely connected to Eimek HaMachshava. To join or to sponsor the Shul Machshava Shiurim, please email shulmachshava@gmail.com.